And welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and he has much to say to his people who love him. The Lord loves us. He loves you for you. He loves me for me. He loves all of us because that's who he is. He loves us for us, not what we can do for him. But when we become, as Christ is formed in us and we begin to grow, the Lord will deploy us to begin his perfect will for our lives. The more people will follow him if more people followed him. More people will follow God if more people did follow God or do follow God. And this is why no man can live beyond his vision. And when you follow God, you don't know where you're going till you get there. And nobody else does. People focus on everyday things, everyday life. And I was thinking about how time works this morning. The Word of God, the Word of God gives you the structure you need. The Holy Ghost will guide you into all truth. And as you follow his plan and his path, you will grow from glory to glory. And God will enable you. He will enable you to control and benefit from time. By faith, you can use time as a tool because life is going to happen anyway. You know, a friend of mine, he was in college and he was going to go to medical school to become a pharmacist. And when he told me that it was going to take him 8 years, more or less, I said, that's a long, it may have been 6 years. It's going to take a while. I said, wow. And, you know, I said, I don't want to go to college that long. I wasn't like him. I could do good in school if I wanted to, but I just didn't like it like others did. Also, in elementary and high school, you know, I took English, history, math. I was tired of the classroom setting. I wanted something different. And I wanted to start working with my hands. I love working with my hands. I was less patient with school. And I chose another career, which I'm glad I did. I have no regrets about my career. I love it. And but when I was in the classroom in auto mechanics, I enjoyed it because I was interested. It was something I was interested in. But time happened anyway. And the day came, years went by. He finished school. He became a pharmacist. I became a mechanic. Well, pharmacists make a lot more money, especially when you... From the time that they finish and begin working as a pharmacist, they make a lot more money. And I was happy for him. But in the mechanic field, when you first begin to be a mechanic, there's a lot of things you don't know. Because when you finish school, they already made changes to cars. And you have to forever learn about cars. They have new systems, better way of doing things, different way of doing things, not always better, but you know, once you get used to something, you master it. Well, they come out with something brand new and you have to learn how to master that. So that's how the medical field is, and that's how automotive field is. But guess what happened? Time happened. And over time, he was greatly rewarded for his efforts. And I was too. But he was able to buy better things, better gifts for his parents. And I was happy, you know, I thank God for that. Because he put in, and he, you know, all of us, his friends, we were happy that he broke through all the barriers it takes to become a pharmacist. And he came from among us. We, you know, I always looked up to Derek. I liked him. I loved him. He was my, I grew up with him. And, but this is the point. Time is going to happen. If you stay in the flow of God, you can control it to your favor. And if you do precisely what God says, you can control time, not only to your favor, but to God's favor. And God can, more people will live, more people will understand him if you only follow through. And all the traps that the enemy set before you, you break through them. Now I want to tell you something else. We're fighting an enemy that used to be an angel. Angels, they were made in perfection. They were given knowledge. They were given everything that they needed to know. I mean, to be a life. And because God, he's always going forward. God knows all things. He masters all things. And they come from him. They were able to grow for a very long time without interference. We were born in sin, and everything that we do that's positive, we have to break through. And the ex-angels are the ones hindering us. Fallen angels. They hinder our purpose in every way. They give us evil thoughts. And then the demons. The demons, they are the spirits. Remember the giants in Genesis chapter 6? They were angel, and you know, the angels of the sons of God, they married the daughters of men, and they had children that were giants. Well, they're hybrids, and then they can't be redeemed. Their name was never written in the book of life. They cannot be redeemed. They're basically an abomination. God didn't make, he didn't make them. They are a hybrid of angels and men. So there's no redemption for them. So when they die, their spirits get on people, or, you know, they persuade men with evil thoughts. And fallen angels, they hinder men with evil thoughts as well. And Satan has a lot of control in the world because he's the god of this world. You know, these are things you got to understand. It's not just you trying. See, the world looks at life different. We are triune beings. We have a spirit, a soul, and a body. We live in a body. God is triune. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we are the body of Christ because he redeemed us. But we're still spirit, soul, and body. And people in the world, they are spirit, soul, and body. They're made in God's image just like we are. But they didn't believe on Jesus, and they don't receive his information. So when people in the world, they don't understand the difference between the spirit, the soul, and the body. Whatever you do it as a... in their mind, you do it, you know, there's no division of the spirit, soul, and body. And that's very important. Salvation works in the heart. We have a brand new spirit. We have no desire for sin from the heart. We can renew our mind, and then we can bridle our body, and we can live just like Jesus and honor God. And we can be guided by the Holy Spirit and learn how to undo the traps that Satan has people trapped in. Even Christian people are still in satanic traps when they don't deal with doubt, unbelief, when they don't drive the world out of their life. Satan will use whatever's left, the residue, to hinder their life. These things are very important to understand, breaking all the attachments with the world. Because if you make worldly choices, then Satan is still pulling the strings in your life. But when you begin to learn God's word, he wants you to be a soft target, an easy prey. He don't want you to be a difficult warrior. He don't want Christ to ever be formed in you. And he definitely don't want you to be guided by the Holy Spirit and learn. So when I teach people about following God, Satan start putting whatever strings he's got in their life to hinder them from knowing what they can see. A lot of times people look to men. I was listening to Lester Summerall last night, and he talked about how he learned to cast out demons. He was in the field, and demonic activity was happening. He didn't even realize what it was. And the Lord, he said, "Lord, you got to do something." He said, "No, that's your job." The Lord told Lester Summerall, "That's your job." And the lady was slithering on the floor like a snake, back and forth, and acting crazy. And the people was afraid of it. They had, see, in countries where the gospel hadn't been preached, demonic activity is almost normal. They have to deal. They don't have a way of dealing with it. They don't know what to do. They're kind of afraid of it. So, in the church, the pastor didn't do anything. The ushers didn't do anything. The people were afraid. They were afraid. And he explained all this on the YouTube video. Now, Lester Summerall went to be with the Lord years and years ago, decades ago. But I thank God that somebody put that on YouTube for us to watch. So he's in the field, and the Lord said, "You got to do something. That's your job." So out of his heart, out of his belly, he said, he told that lady to stop it. Or, you know, I forgot what he rebuked the enemy, and then he commanded it to come out of her, and it came out, and she didn't even know where she was. She asked the question, and he said, "What did she say?" And they said she wanted to know where she is now. She didn't know. She was so glad that demon was cast out. See, some people will look at her, you know, as the one that's crazy, but it was the demon that had taken control of her. Because, and she found out how it happened. He found out how it happened. She went and visited a witch doctor. That's when it started. That's when that demon was imparted to her, and it dominated her life for years. The demon, he had control of her body, and he aggravated her life for years since she saw that crazy witch doctor. So she was the person that wanted to be free from this, but there was nobody in her circle to cast it out of her until a man of God came that knew nothing about demonic activity, had heard very little teaching about it, and he come from 1940s America, 50s America, where people had a love for God, and there was far less demonic activity. And he explained it how in America he never seen anything like this, but in America, when people act like that, they take you to the psych ward because they don't know how to help you, so they put you away. But people don't have to be put away. You just have to put Satan away. There are evil spirits. There's evidence of it. The evil thoughts don't, you know, depression can come outside. It can start on the outside. It's trying to get in. It's trying to get you to be depressed. Some people think that if they're a man, they think they're a woman trapped in a man's body. That doesn't make any sense. That's the persuasion of Satan and deception, and people are not fighting it. Same thing with fornication, adultery, love. It's just Satan's witchcraft against you, and you got to resist it. You have to resist it. You are made in God's image. And I know that there are people born with two sex organs and things like that. you are made in God's image. And the Lord has a solution for every person. If you're born with a, you know, in any situation, you can seek the Lord your God and King. The point is this: when you take God at His word, you can build your life. But when you don't know what to fight, when you don't know what to do, when you don't know that you have present help, your life remains vulnerable, just like that girl who was sliding over the floor like a snake, not walking on two legs. You know, she could walk on two legs, but she was acting a fool because of a demon that needed to be cast out. So many people are traumatized by demonic activity. Parents are killed. People are hurt. You know, the enemy will hurt your life to distract you and then blame God for it. People are falling for all kind of traps. And until somebody come and reverse it, they live in misery. Now, the Word of God gives us all the answers we need so that we can heal. First of all, we got to believe on Jesus and get saved. That's the most important thing. From there, we can fill our heart with God's word and renew our mind. See, you don't have to struggle to renew your mind. Just live by the teachings of Jesus and it will happen. Study the word of God and demons will fall off your life. They won't have anything to attach to. When you study the word of God continually, you'll begin to break through all the negative barriers. See, people know how hard it is just to finish college, 8 years of college, like my friend did. And when you can do something like that, you know, people respect you for it because they know it's difficult. I got a cousin. He said, "I'm glad my mother taught me into staying in school." He became an electrical engineer. And he finished back in the 70s. He finished college back in the 70s. I graduated high school in 81. He finished college in the 70s. And he said, "I'm glad my mama taught me into staying. I finished, and then I became an engineer." He said, "I moved to California because I don't like all that rain." He could choose where he wanted to live. He said, "And then I started making those big checks." He said, I was glad I could make those big checks. He could, one check, he could go and buy a car if he wanted to. Back when he graduated, he could take one check and go buy a brand new car. Now, he told me this. Now, listen to me. When you break through, you can do things you normally couldn't do. If there were more people that followed God perfectly, there would be more people who would be inspired to follow God. If somebody start walking on water, others will start walking on water, starting with the children, because they don't have the interference of doubt as much as adults. If a child sees somebody walking on water, they'll do it too. If children that grow up around people that get healed by God, they see people laying hands on people and getting them healed, they're more apt to do the same thing. They grow up in it. They expect it. And then they expect to be healed. It's easier for children in a church, a good church, that teach healing. Like, you know, it's easier for them to be healed. Now, we also, the things that make life sweet is great. But you have to have a relationship with God. And that's what needs to happen. People need to learn how to honor God and live according to His perfect word. And overcome all the negative interference that Satan will throw against us. He does that to everybody. So everybody needs to learn these things. Very important. So when you follow God and endeavor to do His perfect will, your life is going to greatly change. And you do it in the sight of all. You do it in the sight of everybody. Following God is not a waste of time. But it's the first steps to be able to control time to your favor and to control time mostly to God's favor, which is to your favor. When you look at time and God has given you wisdom along the way, it automatically increases everything.